Hypocrite. I'm a show-off. You know, it's in my wiring. I like to be noticed. I love to be in front of a crowd, speaking to a camera, anticipating an audience really isn't the same. I like to hear myself speak. And sure, I don't walk around town begging people to notice me, nor do I try to be one of those who gets honor at all the community dinners, you know, when we had those. I don't care if people use a proper title when they're talking about me either. But I am a hypocrite who likes to be the center of attention. I spent some time as a chaplain at Bensonville Home in Bensonville, Illinois. Most people often I cared for, well, they were folks that provided additional care for people with dementia, Alzheimer's disease, senility, and other illnesses that affect memory. Two things that folks there recognized over were songs and the pastor's role. When I'd sing the old Rugged Cross, Amazing Grace, or even Take Me Out to the Ball Game, folks' eyes would light up and they would participate in singing, even if they couldn't do or wouldn't do anything else. When I'd come and visit wearing a pastor's robe, folks would immediately call me Father and would humbly receive communion. The robe brought with it a respect born out of strong memories that weren't taken away by disease. Yeah, the robe. You know, I haven't worn it much or really even at all since we abruptly shifted to being in digital community with each other. So we spent more than 30 weeks in this different way of gathering together for worship. I haven't put it on at first to show a different yet inviting look. I didn't put on the robe so that folks could see that it isn't the costume or the location or the sameness of church that makes it church. Today, I'm wearing it. I don't know your feelings whether I have on a robe for digital gatherings or not, but I do have to admit it looks cool. There we go. For today, I'd like to contrast the black robe and the white stole. That's for All Saints Sunday. And I know, at least on an intellectual level, that wearing the robe is supposed to be a symbol of humility, being humble. It's supposed to communicate a sense of reverence to God. I wear it because I think folks get a sense of comfort seeing the robe as opposed to formal business attire. You get more comfort from the robe than just regular, not business attire? I don't know. Different people have different preferences, I'm sure. But also, my mom bought me the robes, most of my stoles. Not this stole, though. This stole actually belonged to my Uncle Lloyd, who was a minister. So it carries special memories as well. The robe, the stoles, actually only, though, a symbol of a memory in folks' lives. Those who look at the robe with respect probably experienced a person who showed things like love, compassion, and kindness. Those who look at the robe as something that looks cool, maybe they experienced an overwhelmingly cool person wearing the robe. That's been my experience with the robe. But I know there are others. Some folks respond to a robe with fear and anger. Some respond with disdain and disgust. Their experience with folks wearing robes was negative, damaging. I really do try my best to communicate to everyone that those two commandments we talked about last week and so many other weeks aren't negotiable or bendable. Love God, love everyone are ways of life that are absolutely without question necessary. I've also said on more than one occasion that I see my role as pastor to point folks toward Jesus and then to get out of the way. Oh, but I do love to be the center of attention. I don't always follow my own advice because I'm a hypocrite. As I said before, I don't parade around asking people how to bow to my presence. I always am willing to lift heavy things and do stuff that isn't in the job description. But I recognize still that I'm a hypocrite. In our celebrity-obsessed culture, I like being known by others. I like it when folks say nice things about me. I like it when people I don't know come up to me. Well, maybe not come up to me now, or you know, notice me in a comment section or something and say something because they know me or they've heard about me or whatever. It makes me feel, you know, famous. And look, I'm not saying these things so that I can get a "you're not a hypocrite" reaction. I'm saying these things because I think we really need to ponder today's reading. I think we need to acknowledge the hypocrisy in all of us about whatever it is that we're hypocritical about. And instead of beating ourselves up about it, I think we need to trust that God can and does still love us, and God can and does still get things accomplished through us. I also know that God gets things accomplished in spite of us, but let's focus on the more positive for a bit. We have one God, and the rabbi is not God. Father is not God. Teacher or instructor is not God. God is God. And God calls us to serve. Serve God and one another. Listen to the last two verses of today's reading, but this time from the Message paraphrase. Do you want to stand out? Then step down. Be a servant. If you puff yourself up, you'll get the wind knocked out of you. But if you're content to simply be yourself, your life will count for plenty. None of us are perfect. We can't leap tall buildings or walk on water. We can't make COVID-19 just go away by saying it will. We'll probably fail more often than we succeed. We're all blessed to be loved by God. We're all called to humbly love God and each other. And God can and does get things accomplished through every one of us, even a pastor who's a show-off. Amen.